Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic, Real Estate Connection, South Dakota Attorney General Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, Mirror Family Hair Care, backing the Woolsey Westington Warbirds, Onward Woolsey Business Association, and American Family Insurance from Hitchcock Tulare. Backers include Stretch's Well Service and Cheddar Feedlot. James Valley Christian sponsor includes Ben Meyer Auction Service. And that is our sponsors here, and we are ready to play some basketball. A cold, blustery day, colder and blusterier tomorrow, but we're going to get as many games on as possible. Tomorrow's boys' first round has been postponed to Monday. They'll be here in Woolsey, and we'll play starting at 1 o'clock and go straight through, and then hopefully get back on schedule for Tuesday and Thursday. And again, we'll do our best to get as many games on as possible here. Seems like this weekend where we open the 281 basketball tournaments always seems to be complicated most years by the weather, and this year is another one. We were just talking about it today at the studio. We're thinking maybe 4 out of the last 6 years, at least, we have had weather complications in getting the start of the 281 basketball tournaments in. Bottom line is, it's 24 games over 7 days. The finals will be Thursday. Always call it the longest day of basketball. 8 games in a row starting at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Huron Arena to wrap things up. And we'll have all 8 of those games on the air. Now, so the schedule for right now is today, first round girls. Monday, first round boys. Then Tuesday, semifinals for girls and boys here in Woolsey. Consolation games for boys and girls will be at James Valley Christian. So split sites on Tuesday. That's kind of why they started doing that, to leave Monday open. And, well, we've needed to use it more than a couple of times here over the past few years. And then again, everybody comes together for one final day at the Huron Arena for the final day of the 281 tournament. Up first, it's the top seed, Wessington Springs, the number 8 seed, a Sunshine Bible. Wessington Springs was voted top seed in both the girls and the boys. So the Spartans having themselves a good year overall here with their basketball. And they, obviously, with the number 1 seed, that makes them the pre-tournament favorites. But a lot of competitors. The field is strong here, especially on the girls' side. We got some good records down there at the 5th and 6th seed. So it's not going to be a gimme for anybody to get through this tournament. So, again, glad you could be along with us on this very chilly afternoon, early evening. I'll be bringing you the first 2 games, and then Matt Watson will be here to take us through the final 2. We start off Wessington Springs, Sunshine Bible, followed by James Valley Christian, Highmore Herald. I'll have those 2 games. Follow that up with Sanborn Central, Woonsocket, Woolsey, Wessington, and Iroquois Lake, Preston, and Hitchcock Tulare. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, get set for the anthem, the lineups, and more. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And quickly back here in Woolsey, I think I'm a little behind on my pregame breaks here. Kind of forgot what I was doing there. Kind of rambled on too long in that first segment, but we're getting set for the start of our ball game here as we open up with the top-seeded Wessington Spring Spartans and the number 8 seed Sunshine Bible Academy Crusaders. Trying to see if we're doing the lineups first or if we're doing the anthem first. Let's take another 2-minute timeout. Come back here to Woolsey 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Once again, back here in Woolsey, getting set for our ball game here. First of four today here from the 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. And it's the number one seed, Wessington Springs Spartans, and the number eight seed, Sunshine Bible Crusaders. I'm just trying to quickly write down the starters for the two teams before we get to the lineups here and get ready to play some basketball. Sunshine Bible, here's the way they will start today. Megan Hall, their head coach, record of 1-5 on the season. They'll start Abby Hinman, a 5'2 junior. Brielle Jeffrey, a 5'6 Sr., Annalise Van Zee, a 5'8 junior. Vitra Amari, 5'4 senior. And Sadie Konechny is a 5'8 senior. Megan Hall is the head coach of the Sunshine Bible Academy Crusaders. Lexington Springs, their head coach is Jason Kolosik. Starting for Lexington Springs, Carisha Schill, a 5'11 senior. Rayleigh Fagerhog, a 5'4 senior. Alyssa Groves, 5'3 senior. Kirsten Heim, a 5'6 sophomore, and Avery York, a 6'2 senior. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, local officials, all three. Greg Blue of Iroquois, Bob DeBoer of Huron, Jordan Hopp of Tulare are our officials for this game. I assume for the next game as well. They are the law on the court and backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. They will take a one-minute timeout. Tip-off coming up next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
It is exactly 3:30, ready to chip off our first of four games. Lexington Springs, the top seed, wearing their home white with blue numbers and letters, blue and gold trim. And Sunshine Bible, their road maroon with gold numbers, letters, and trim. The ball is tipped and controlled by Sunshine Bible. Hinman will get it into the offense up top of the key. Work it back around up top. Jeffrey now up top. Amare, couple of dribbles to the right. Hands it off to Hinman. Hinman starts the drive. Now pitches back up top to Van Zee in the corner. Here's the feed. Down low post. Nothing there. Back up top. Amare on the right wing. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Dump it in. Low post to Konechny. The ball knocked away. Picked up by Hinman. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Got to shoot it. And Did they get the shot clock off? I don't think they did. The shot clock buzzer went off, although it wasn't very loud, so I wasn't sure if it got off or not, but it is a shot clock violation, and Lexington Springs will have the ball for the first time. Into the front court, Groves will get the Spartans into the offense. Left side, Fagerhog back up top. Reverse it to right side, couple of dribbles on the baseline. Low post Orth and shot up. Good. Count it. She just put her body there right on the block, and Konechny was trying to play her from behind. Nothing doing there, and an easy deuce for Avery Orth, and she has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul on Konechny, first of the game. Orth, free throw is good. 3-0 lead for Lexington Springs. The two teams have played already. Back on December 21st, Springs winning 47-19. Into the front court, Hinman gets it off on the right side, Jeffrey. Go up to the high post, Konechny, a little drop step back to Amare on the right wing. Ready to right back in, Konechny squares up, kicks back out, and the ball thrown away. Amare and Hinman were not on the same angle there, and the ball went into the stands. So Lexington Springs, the early 3-0 lead, and into the front court. In doing the ball handling, Alyssa Groves gives off right side Ashlyn Wicker. Now here's the cut wide open underneath, and an easy bucket for two for Kirsten Heim, and it's 5-0 Wessington Springs. Just underway here on Sunshine Bible. Back into the front court. Hinman looks off to the left. Lydia Lowe with the ball on the left side. Back up top to Van Zee. Nice catch left side, Hinman. Get it back up top now, Jeffrey. And there's going to be a blocking call, or a hack call, going to go on Wessington Springs. It's going to be on Ashlyn Weber. She'll pick up the first foul of the game against the Wessington Springs Spartans, and Sunshine Bible will inbound it on the far sideline from me. Inbounds comes to Hinman up at the top of the key and hands it off to Jeffrey. Jeffrey goes to the left, and I think we have an offensive foul. It's going to be a moving screen on Sunshine Bible. And that's on Konechny, and she quickly has two personal fouls for Sunshine Bible. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter, and Wessington Springs quickly up 5-0. Groves gets the Spartans into the offense. Right side, Fagerhog, low post, Orth. Kick back out. Heim with the open 15-footer, knocks it down. Kirsten Heim has 4 points, and the lead quickly 7-0, Wessington Springs. Sunshine Bible into the front court. Lydia Lowe tries to go baseline, lost the ball, and oh, I thought maybe it was touched by Springs. They say no, and it will turn over to Wessington Springs. Back into the game, Petra Amare for Sunshine Bible, as Konechny will have to go off with those two early fouls. Groves gets Springs into the offense, nice move, drives down to the paint, swings it high post, Orth. Orth kicks out in the corner, drive on the baseline, nice cutoff there by Amare. Here's Heim again attacking the basket. Scoop shot is short. Orth the rebound underneath. Back up and in. 9-0 Wessington Springs. We haven't played quite 3 minutes here in the first quarter. Inman gets into the offense. And Orth with the steal. Stepped in front of the post player. Straight man defense, I was going to say, by Springs. Quickly up the floor. Get it on the right side to Weber. Here's the lob in. Orth squarely underneath the basket. Nice lob from Heim. Orth has 7 points, and we have a quick timeout by Sunshine Bible. 11-0, Springs leading. 4:48 to go, first quarter. We'll take a timeout here of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Dakota Sports.
Full timeout taken by Sunshine Bible. A quick 11-0 lead for Wessington Springs. All 11 scored by Kirsten Heim and Avery Orth. Amare into the front court. New girl in the game. Nice drive to the lane. Now cut off. That was Brianna Simon. Shot up. No good for Sunshine Bible. And a foul going to go on Annalise Van Zee. She missed the shot and then kind of bumped into the rebounder. First foul of the game against Sunshine Bible. And Crusaders, they're going straight man-to-man here as well. And Groves with a steal. I think she just got a little too revved up trying to get in the offense, and she picked up her dribble just across the timeline and drug the pivot foot and the turnover back to the Sunshine Bible Crusaders. Amare crosses the timeline, dribbles off to the right. Gets it in the corner to Lowe. Kick out in the corner. Hinman fakes, drives, shoot over. Orth is no good. Had a good look at it. And a big scramble, and we're going to end up with a jump ball. Possession will go to Wessington Springs. 11-0, Springs with the quick start here, the top seed in the tournament. Groves will get the Spartans into the offense. Bounce pass comes left side, Carissa Scheel. New girl into the game is Kendall Kolosik, a ninth grader. Here's the drive down to the baseline. Ball deflected, but picked up by Orth in the corner. Groves almost double dribbles with it. Orth deep on the right wing. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Open three off the left wing is good. Drilled by Kendall Kolosik. And it's a 14-0 lead for Wessington Springs. They have Springs 6 of 7 from the field to start the game. Drive on the baseline for Tymon. Back up top. High post, kickoff left side, Amari in the corner, Tymon again, Tymon around the perimeter, lost her dribble, Hinman trying to come and help out, and almost a 5-second call, Hinman goes baseline, cut off, now Tymon, she'll go baseline, have the scoop, get fouled, and we'll get our first free throws of the game for Sunshine Bible. The foul is on Fagerhog, her first, second team on Wessington Springs. And two free throws for Brianna Thiemann. 5'6 sophomore. First free throw is good. Sunshine Bible on the board. It's 14-1. One more shot. Looks like school probably just would have got out for the day off that chime, I assume. Both free throws good for Thiemann. 14-2. As we near 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Springs on the attack in the front court. Up top, it's Orth. Orth pitches off the right side. Nice spin in the corner. Orth, top of the key. She wants three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound battle, and coming out of there with it is Kendall Kolosik, but then she loses the ball, and it'll be Crusader possession. Hinman up top. Bounce pass on the baseline, Amare. Amare against Kolosik. Can't get a shot off. Now Hinman again. Go up to the high post. Amare back, top of the key. Left side, Lydia Lowe. Amare back out on the right wing. Amare, high post to Van Zee. Long shot is off the mark for Amare. And scramble for the rebound. We'll end up with another jump ball. And possession, I believe, will go to Sunshine Bible with 2:16 to go here in the first quarter. Springs up quickly here, 14-2. Hinman will throw in the inbounds as Thiemann in the corner. Ball slapped away, and shot clock violation. Wasn't even paying attention. The shot clock went off, and again, the buzzer is not very loud here in Woolsey. I really haven't heard it either time it's went off. But the second shot clock violation here in the first quarter. Springs now on the attack. Carissa Scheel dribbles to the free throw line, gets back out to Kolosik. Now top of the key, Mariah Messmer in the game. In the corner, Fagerhog, a low post. There's Orth up with the left hand for two. Just a little quick spin. 9 points here in the first quarter for Avery Orth. 16-2, Wessington Springs, minute 45 to go, first quarter. Mari dribbles off to the right, still on the drive as Thiemann in the corner. Now Hinman pops out on the right wing, still straight man defense by the Spartans, Lydia Lowe. The ball deflected by Scheel, and Sunshine Bible going to keep possession. Hinman in the corner, now Lowe dumps it in, knocked away by Orth and stolen away. Orth deflected it right to Scheel. Kolosik into the front court as Scheel on the wing, now Kolosik. Bring it back right side, Fagerhog. Back door, the shot is open. Off glass, no good. Tipped out and controlled by Thiemann. Was a nice back door there to Messmer, but couldn't finish off the shot. As we hit 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, Sunshine Bible with possession. Hinman has the ball deflected, stolen by Scheel, and she's back the other way. Uncontested layup for two. First bucket of the game for Carissa Scheel. And it's 18-2 Springs, 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Amare into the front court. Gets Crusaders into the offense. Low pass, but nicely handled by Lowe. Here's the drive. And Hinman, oh, blocked from behind by Orth. Hinman looked like she had a step. Nice recovery by Orth. Back comes Kolosik and Wessington Springs. Picked up her dribble. Orth comes out to help. Our shot clock is off. If that's the way Springs wants to go, Scheel will go down baseline, put up the short roller, no good, gets her own rebound, gets fouled. See if they call that in the act of shooting. The foul is on Amare for Sunshine Bible. That's their fourth team. It is free throws for Carissa Scheel. 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Springs off to the quick start. Springs, by the way, 5-2. Sunshine Bible, 1-5. First free throw good for Carissa Scheel, 19-2. And now we have four new Spartan players come into the game. In for Springs, Ashlyn Weber, Alyssa Groves, Addison Orth, 6 foot sophomore, I believe her first appearance in the game. Both free throws good for Scheel. And also back in is Heim for this final 15 seconds. Springs 20, Sunshine Bible 2. One last chance for Sunshine Bible. High pass, Van Zee. Van Zee pitches back low. Low will drive down to the block, cut off. Left side, Thiemann, 2:01 to go, and they don't get a shot off. And after the first quarter, Wessington Springs 20. Sunshine Bible 2, timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We are back at Woolsey. I'm Jeff Duffy as we start our coverage of this year's 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. First-round girls and top-seeded Wessington Springs in control, up by 18, and Spartans have the ball to start the second quarter. In into the offense, Alyssa Groves pitches it back to Weber on the right wing. Here's the drive. Nope, knocked away by Scheel. She gets control of it out near the timeline. On the right side, Addison Orth still in the game. Some more patience on the set here. Back the way in. Groves with the scoop. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line for two. Alyssa Groves actually went to a post-up this time. And she'll go to the line for two. Has not scored, has not shot the ball. Foul is on Hinman. That is her first and the first team here of the second quarter. Alyssa Groves, senior, first free throw is off the rim, no good. She'll get one more. Crowd is a little sparse, which probably can't be surprised with the weather as it is. I'm sure it'll start to build here as people get off work. Second free throw is good, 1 out of 2 for Groves. Spring stretches the lead to 21-2. 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Amare gets the left side. Jeffrey tried to go back inside to Amare, but it's knocked away, stolen by Weber. Here's Groves on the move, coming up the right side of the floor, lobs it down low. Nice pass to Orth for the layup. Addison Orth with the bucket, her first, 23-2, as Springs continues to stretch out the lead. Amare deep on the outside, trying to get some movement there. Cut, couldn't get it to Jeffrey. Still waiting for some movement. Here's the lob into Van Zee at the block, goes with a scoop shot. It's short, had a decent look at it, didn't get it to go. First quarter shooting at Springs, 8 of 12, and Sunshine Bible, 0 of 4. Down low into Orth again, that's Addison, goes with the reverse, too strong. kind of lost her balance there, it looked like, on the way up. Rebound, Sunshine Bible. Amare gets it back outside. Lydia Lowe. Lowe has it on the wing. Trying to use a screen from Hinman. And lost the ball. It's going to be, well, almost stolen by Weber. Who's going to get possession? It's going to stay with Sunshine Bible. Looked like Weber just had a clean look on it. Just couldn't come up with the handle. Two subs into the game for Sunshine Bible. Annalise Van Zee and Brianna Thiemann back in for the Sunshine Bible Crusaders. Inman on the outside, hands it off. Amare dribbles off to the left. Double screen, ball deflected, and can't be saved from going out of bounds. Ashlyn Weber got a hand on the ball, but it'll stay with Sunshine Bible. Crusaders got to watch that shot clock, too. It's down to 12 seconds. They've had two shot clock violations already. Inbounds comes up to the left side, worked the perimeter. Amare goes inside, knocked away by Shiel. Ball on the floor, and who's going to come up with it? We have a whistle. It'll be Wessington Springs ball. Shot clock was just about run out anyway on Sunshine Bible. And Wessington Springs will get into the offense. Alyssa Groves will dribble off to the left. Gets it on the left wing to Heim. Cross court, Shiel. Shiel drives the paint, has a step, puts it up, no good, but back to the free throw line, Carissa Shiel. Shiel 2 for 2 from the line. I believe this will go on Amare. Betra picks up her second foul, second team here in the second quarter for Sunshine Bible. Free throw is good for Carissa Shiel. She's got 5. And back into the game is Lydia Lowe for Sunshine Bible. 6 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Second free throw good. 6 points now for Carissa Shiel for a 4 free throw shooting. 25-2. Wessington Springs in control, the top seed, and showing why they're voted that by the conference coaches. Lowe at the top of the key. Oh, tried to throw it to Thiemann, to throw it way behind her, and that's stolen by Caitlin Braun. Didn't even see her check into the game. Here's the drive, baseline, Weber open. The 15-footer is too strong. And Van Zee there with the rebound. Hinman comes off left side. Here's cut. Hinman, nice catch on the baseline. Has to kick it back out to Lowe. Lowe backing away into the paint. 10-footer in traffic. No good. Van Zee gets in, gets her hands on the rebound. We'll end up with a jump ball off of that. And it'll stay with Sunshine Bible. 5:22 to go in the first half. 25-2 in favor of Wessington Springs. Sunshine Bible with the inbounds. They'll get it off left. Open 17-footer. No good on the miss there by Van Zee. Rebound. Here's pushing down the floor. Heim tried to feed it in the middle to Orth. The ball was knocked out of there by Hinman. It'll still be Wessington Springs ball as they inbound it on the baseline to my right. Inbounds comes in the corner. Weber, ball fake left, comes right, gets a screen, can't get the shot off, will go low to Alyssa Orth, and she'll turn, shoot, and score. Or excuse me, Addison Orth for the layup, her second bucket. 27-2, the lead stretch to 25. We have 5:07 to go in the first half. Low on the left wing, or excuse me, on Thiemann. Thiemann up top, Van Zee. Van Zee, a couple of dribbles. Steps in, has an open 10-footer off the rim. Boy, right there and would not go. And the rebound, Springs in the corner. Open 3, Heim in and out. Offensive rebound, Orth, and she's going to be fouled trying to go back up for the shot. I think they'll call the foul on the floor, however, and Springs will end the out-of-bounds play on the baseline. They do. 4:43 to go in the first half, 27-2. Wessington Springs leading. Couple of new Spartans come into the game, in for the first time for Springs, Mason Medius. And also in for Springs, Ella Kolosik. Getting a lot of girls in here already in the first half. Weber fakes, now gives back to Heim. Heim will drive into the paint, kick out baseline. 18-footer is good for Caitlin Braun. Her first bucket of the game, 29-2 to lead up to 27. Hinman goes up top to Van Zee. Van Zee has the ball popped away by Heim, but then Heim trying to reach for it will be called for the foul. That will be the first team foul here of the second quarter on Wessington Springs. Kirsten Heim picks up her first. And Sunshine Bible will inbound on the far sideline. Hinman gets it to Lowe on the right wing, pitches it back to Hinman, dribbles down towards the corner. Hinman needs Lowe to come back up to the right wing. Lowe looks left, now dumps it high post, knocked away and going to be stolen, picked up by Weber. Weber, though, in traffic, will slow it up some. Weber cross court, Hinman, a big collision. Hinman went for the steal and collided with Ella Kolosik. Hinman will pick up her second foul. That'll be the fourth team, I believe, now on Sunshine Bible. I guess in third? Nope, it is the fourth. Next foul on Sunshine Bible would put Springs in the bonus. Into the game for Sunshine Bible is Leo Mickelson. As we hit 4 minutes to go here in the first half, Heim goes back door, missed it, but the ball goes in the hands. We end up with a jump ball. Caitlin Braun able to save that. She ends up being tied up by a Sunshine Bible player, but a good heads-up play by Braun, or else that would have been turned over. Inbounds comes to Heim on the baseline. Heim dribbles through the double team, almost lost the ball. Open three, Mebius, no good. Offensive rebound underneath, and Kolosik will bring it out. Mebius wants another three, that one also short. And battle for the rebound, going to be picked out of there by Hinman. Hinman going in, left-handed layup for two. Springs misses a couple of threes, and Hinman scores the first field goal of the game for Sunshine Bible. It's 29-4, 3.5 to go in the first half. Heim comes back up top to Weber. Weber has Mebius left side, fired in, low post. Little jumper is no good. Was a nice open look, but offensive rebound, Kolosik off the miss by Braun. Heim, and she traveled with it, knew it as soon as the whistle blew. She started shaking her head yet. She was basically faking both her shoulders and with her feet and moved both feet, never did put the ball on the floor. Nearing 3 minutes to go in the first half, 29-4, Wessington Springs. Sunshine Bible on the attack. Lob goes to the high post. Van Zee, the ball stripped. She'll kick it back out. Diamond want to shoot the three, but cut off by Weber. Weber with the steal just stripped it. Weber down the floor has a two-on-one. She'll stop, and then did she travel with it? Jump ball was the call. Boy, she just needed to aggressively go to the hoop there, and she stopped about 5 feet from the basket. Instead, just go hard to the hoop. Either you get the layup, and you might get fouled as well. But on the possession arrow, it turns over to the Sunshine Bible Crusaders. 2:38 to go in the first half. 29-4, Wessington Springs. Down low, they try to get it inside to the cut to Hinman. The pass came in too high from Van Zee. And the ball will turn over to Wessington Springs. Springs comes back in with a few of their starters as Shield back on the floor. Avery Orth back on the floor. Springs into the offense. Mariah Messmer back in. Gets it up top. Kendall Kolosik. Here's Orth on the baseline. Squares up. Back door. Nice pass. Layup good. Little give and go between Orth and Mariah Messmer. Messmer with her first bucket. 31-4. Springs with 2:08 to go in what's been a very quick first half. Springs on the attack, back door. There's Hinman, got open. She got away from the defender, Messmer, and Hinman has both field goals here in the game for Sunshine Bible. It's 31-6. Springs works the perimeter, trying to post up Orth right at the block. Kicks out, open three, right wing is good. The three ball for Mariah Messmer, she has five. They can give the both assists on her buckets that went to Avery Orth. 34-6, minute and a half to go in the first half. Simon will dribble down towards the wing. The ball knocked away. Will stay with Sunshine Bible. A near steal there by Mariah Messmer. Amari back into the game for Sunshine Bible along with Brielle Jeffrey. With a minute 25 to go in the first half, 34-6 in favor of Wessington Springs. And we have a, what do we do there? Oh, a violation as Jeffrey stepped over to the sideline trying to get the inbounds pass. The violation gives the ball back to Wessington Springs. Kendall Kolosik will run the offense this time at the top of the key. Shiel on the left wing will drive the paint, kick back out. Mesmer working the perimeter, low post. There's Orth, just powers her way up for two, just got the position, can't get her off the block when that happens. 11 for Avery Orth. And the lead is 30, 36-6, minute four to go in the first half. Drive by Thiemann, outside, open three, banked in. It's a two, actually. It's a two. Banked in two by Annalise Van Zee. 36-8 with 50 seconds to go here in the first half. There's a screen. Shield will drive into the paint, put it up too strong, gets her own rebound. Can't get that to go. Third try, Orth up and in. Orth gets the rebound and put back the lead back at 30 with 34 seconds to go here in the first half. Sunshine Bible, there's the ball behind Thiemann, out of bounds, and Konechny could not save it, and the ball will turn over to Wessington Springs. Could hear Coach Kolosik on the Springs bench. Let's go for one shot here with the lead and the shot clock off. Right side, it's Shiel. Back up top, Mesmer. Now reverse to left side, Kolosik. Right side, Mesmer again, low post. Shiel underneath, banks it in for an easy deuce. 8 for Carissa Shiel, 6. 5 seconds to go. Lob comes in off the hands of Konechny, and Shiel will just hold it. And at the half, Wessington Springs leads by 32. It's Wessington Springs 40 and Sunshine Bible 8. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back with the halftime 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for 5 generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store. Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
Halftime in Woolsey. It's 2 minutes after 4 o'clock at KOKK in Huron. And the top-seeded Wessington Springs Spartans are in control here at halftime. Springs 40 and Sunshine Bible 8. We'll get to the stats here coming up shortly. Up next will be James Valley Christian and Imore Herald. Imore Herald girls getting a chance to shoot a little before at halftime here, before their game. I'll have that game for you as well. Then we'll hand over the headset to Matt Watson for the final two games of the day. Sanborn Central, Woonsocket, Woolsey, Wessington, Blackhawks 2, Warbirds 7, And then number 3 seed, Iroquois Lake Preston, number 6 seed, Hitchcock Tulare, to wrap up the day's games here in Wolsey. Again, the boys' tournament first round scheduled for tomorrow has been bumped back to Monday due to the weather conditions, and they will start at 1 o'clock on Monday. Basically the same schedule that they had planned for tomorrow. They will go with that on Monday, start at 1 o'clock, try to get things going as quickly as possible. Well, hopefully we're still not in a blizzard warning, but it's still going to be cold, and we're certainly going to be in the wind chill warning on Monday and probably in the Tuesday morning as well. So that is the schedule coming up. Again, at the half, it's Wessington Springs in command. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and run down the stats on Dakota Sports.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You've got Dakota Sports.
We are back in Wolsey, halftime, Wessington Springs 40, Sunshine Bible 8. For Sunshine Bible, 4 points for Abby Hinman and 2 apiece, Annalise Van Zee and Brianna Thiemann. For Wessington Springs, Avery Worth leads the way with 13 points. She was 6 of 7 from the field. 8 points for Carissa Scheel, 5 Mariah Messmer, 4 points apiece. Addison Orth and Kirsten Heim. 3, Kendall Kolosik. 2, Caitlin Braun, and a free throw for Alyssa Groves. Shooting in the first half, I had Sunshine Bible 3 of 11, 27%. Wessington Springs 16 of 28 for 57%. Free throw shooting in the first half, Sunshine Bible 2 of 2, and Wessington Springs was 6 of 7, and those are the stats here at the half. And Wessington Springs in control, up by 32. They are the top seed. Winner of this game will get the winner of our upcoming game, number 4, James Valley Christian, and number 5, a seed, Highmore Herald. Again, halftime here on our first game of the day, first of 4, Wessington Springs 40, and Sunshine Bible 8. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back in. Get set for the second half on Dakota Sports.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now, exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Ready to go with the second half, and Wessington Springs in control. I presume we're on the running clock with the lead at 32 points here, heading to the second half. Coming up later, as I said, next is James Valley Christian, Highmore Herald, followed by Sanborn Central, Woonsocket, Woolsey, Wessington, and Iroquois Lake Preston, and Hitchcock, too, there. I'd like to thank all our sponsors, including those that came on for our 281 tournament coverage. They include Alpena Co-op, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, 6B Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors, Huron Mitchell, Double D Western Store, and Hague Insurance Agency. So ready to go with the second half, and trying to see, it doesn't look like, Avery Orth is not starting the second half for Wessington Springs. Instead, it's going to be Addison Orth on the floor, along with the other four starters, Carissa Scheel, Alyssa Groves, Kirsten Heim, and I'm missing one, Mariah Messmer. I don't think Messmer started the game either, so just a little different mix here to start the second half for Coach Kolosik. Ball goes in the corner to Orth. Again, that's Addison. Orth waiting for a cut. Gets it back up top to Groves. Groves on the wing. Backs it out. Goes back door and into a crowd. We're going to end up with a jump ball. The pass was a little underthrown. Heim did go to get it, but she got tied up by a Sunshine Bible double team. And the possession arrow gives the ball to the Crusaders. Hinman into the front court. Dribbles off to the right. Coming back up top is Jeffrey. Here's the cut, left side. Kick out Hinman, wanted the shot, goes baseline, 10-footer, too strong. And the rebound on the weak side to Carissa Scheel. Long pass comes up ahead, Heim on the right wing, dumps it in, low post. Orth off glass to a little short, and on the rebound, and good hustle there. Konechny came up with the loose ball, and we have a foul in the backcourt. Going to go on Mebius, I believe, or Messmer, for Wessington Springs. 6:48 to go here in the third quarter. Neither team has scored yet here in the second half. Hinman gives back to Jeffrey. Now up top, the ball thrown away, but then thrown right back. It was picked up by Mebius, and she tried to throw it to Scheel, and Scheel wasn't even looking. And the ball turns right back over to Sunshine Bible. Amare into the front court, dribbles right. Now comes back left to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, a couple of dribbles, tries to go into the paint. Kicks back out to Van Zee. On the right side, Amare looking inside. Comes cross court, Jeffrey. We have 10 seconds on the shot clock. Right side, Van Zee will drive down to the paint. Gets cut off. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Shot is blocked, and Orth going to come up with the loose ball for the Wessington Springs Spartans. Bounce pass, baseline, Mebius, 18-footer. He is no good. And the rebound for Hinman, or excuse me, that was Messmer. There's a steal underneath that goes to Scheel, and she's going to be fouled. And two free throws coming up for Carissa Scheel. I've been confusing Mason Mebius and Mariah Messmer. Too many M's there, and I'm going to try and get that straightened out. Foul on the play going to go on Van Zee, her second. First free throw is good for Carissa Scheel. She's 5 of 5 shooting free throws and has 9 points. And back into the game for Wessington Springs is Ella Kolosik. Both free throws good, and Carissa Scheel, the second Spartan in double figures, with 10. 42-8. Springs in control here. Hinman up top to Jeffrey. We'll feed it inside Konechny. Konechny at the free throw line. Back up top, Jeffrey. Jeffrey steps in, goes back out. Hinman on the baseline. Hinman can't get the shot off. Amari. Amari drives the paint. Kick out Jeffrey on the right side. A lot of passing right now. Amari in the corner. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Low post. Go inside to Konechny. Squares up. Blocked by Scheel. And the ball will belong to Wessington Springs in the front court. Heim, open three, left wing, got it. Kirsten Heim had 2 early buckets in the game, hadn't scored since, now has 7, 45-8 in favor of Wessington Springs. Jeffrey up top for Sunshine Bible, gets the ball in the hands of Van Zee. Open shot, right side is good, that is a 3 for Jeffrey. Riel Jeffrey gets the first bucket of the second half for Sunshine Bible, 45-11, Wessington Springs. Carissa Scheel on the left wing. Up top, Heim. Heim looks for a cut. She'll drive. Give to Kolosik on the baseline. Now it's Scheel again. Cross court, Messmer. Messmer looking for the movement. Ball knocked away by Van Zee, but right to Kolosik. Springs keeps possession inside a 10-second shot clock. Looks like a travel. It was a travel, as Groves was trying to force their way through a double team. Took an extra step, and we'll have 5 new Spartans come on the floor. Avery Orth back on the floor, along with Kendall Kolosik. Ashlyn Weber back into the game. Caitlin Braun. And I'm missing one, and I'm not sure who it is. Riley Fagerhog is who I'm missing. Okay. On the baseline, jumper is good for Hinman. Hinman was 6 points, a 15-footer on the right baseline. 45-13, 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Avery Yort comes up top to Weber. Weber has a lane to the hoop, off glass for 2. Ashlyn Weber, her first bucket of the game. And the lead stretched to 47-13, Wessington Springs. Amari up top. Comes off to the right side, Van Zee. Feed it to the high post, Konechny. Konechny against Orth. Has to kick back out Jeffrey. Jeffrey just hit the 3 cross court, nearly intercepted. Amari gets it back off right side. Open 3, Van Zee. No good. The ball knocked away. Amari saves it in, but Inman can't come up with the handle. And the ball will belong to the Wessington Springs Spartans. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. We are on the running clock here with the lead at 34. And setting the ball up is Fagerhog on this possession. Left side, Weber. Weber drives into the paint, almost lost it. Orth. Avery will go baseline. Double team, look like a travel or jump ball is what they're going to call. Well defended by Amari. Got the hand on the ball as Orth went up. Possession will keep it on the Wessington Springs end. No, it's going to be Sunshine Bible, or no, it is Wessington Springs. That's what I thought. Back in for Wessington Springs, Kendall Kolosik. Also back in is Mason Mebius, and now we have a discussion at the scorer's table. I think just make sure they have the arrow in the right direction, I presume, and Springs will inbound it. Orth has it on the block. Back up top, Mebius, a long 2, no good, long rebound. Going to be captured by Kendall Kolosik, and another opportunity for Springs. Left side in the corner. Here's the lob, low post Weber. She's double-teamed. Back out, Avery Orth. Avery hard to the hoop, little scoop, no good. Amari there with the rebound. Amari will bring the ball up herself into the front court, checked there by Mebius. And Mebius throws away, threw it right to Orth, almost took Avery by surprise. Now a scramble for the ball underneath. At some point, we're going to get a jump ball. There it is. And possession will keep it down on the Sunshine Bible end. Checking into the game for Wessington Springs is Rayleigh Fagerhog. And in for Sunshine Bible is Lydia Lowe. We're inside of a minute to go here in the third quarter. Now the officials are having a conference, and while they're doing that, the clock continues to run. 47-13, Springs in control. Amari has it up top. Dribbles off to the right, bounce pass Thiemann back into the game. Thiemann goes to the left wing and lobs it in the corner, and she and Hinman weren't on the same page. And the ball turns over to Springs. Shot clock is off with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Bringing the ball into the front court. The drive by Fagerhog gets it outside Mebius. Fagerhog on the baseline goes underneath, try to wrap around, and the ball, oh, they're going to, I thought it looked like a kicked ball by Sunshine Bible, but they say off of Springs, and the clock runs out anyway. Into the third quarter, and Springs leads 47-13. We'll take a timeout, 1 minute, back with the fourth quarter on Dakota Sports.
Ho, 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 lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513, plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
That is the fourth quarter, and Springs in control of 47-13. Both teams were 2 of 5 from the field in the third quarter. Springs shot the only free throws in the third and went 2 for 2. As we start the fourth quarter, and again, everybody is getting a chance to play in this game. Back in, Carissa Scheel comes up top to Heim. Here's the cut down low, and Addison Orth missed the bucket. Maybe Sunshine Bible might have got away with a hack on that one. Sunshine Bible in the front court. Up top of the key, low, goes inside. Konechny fakes right and then gets tied up by Scheel. Jump ball and possession will stay with Sunshine Bible. Just underway in the fourth quarter, running clock. And Springs on their way to the semifinals on Tuesday back here in Woolsey. Baseline open 15-footer for low, no good. And the rebound for Wessington Springs. Into the front court, Groves in the corner. Heim wants another three. That one's short. And Thiemann there with the rebound. We have a whistle in the backcourt. Ball deflected out of bounds as Heim was trying to get the steal. No foul on Heim, excuse me. Foul goes on Kirsten Heim. That is her second first team foul here of the fourth quarter. Hinman into the front court. Straight man here yet by Springs. Left side, Thiemann. Cross court. Amari looking inside. Konechny at the low post. Knocked away, and a foul going to go on Orth. Climbing up the back. Addison Orth with her first foul and the second team on Wessington Springs. Back in for the Spartans is Mariah Messmer, Jr. Hinman will trigger the inbound on the baseline. Pass will come in. Low, a 10-footer, no good. Decent look. Ball scrambled, and Hinman comes out with the loose ball. Thiemann will drive. Now kick out. Amari wants three. Right wing tried to bank it. No good. Ball deflected out again. Sunshine Bible with the rebound, and then a foul going to go on Heim. Heim will pick up her third. Inbounds coming up for Sunshine Bible. Already three team fouls on Wessington Springs, but we have three new girls coming into the game for Sunshine Bible. Into the game, Brielle Jeffrey is back into the game. So Lil Mickelson, I believe, came back into the game as well. Inbounds in the corner, jumper in the baseline, no good. But a foul going to be called on Wessington Springs, and that will give Annalise Van Zee a pair of free throws. Just the second time that Sunshine Bible has attempted free throws. They made two in the first quarter. We'll shoot two here. The first one is good for Van Zee. She has 3 points. The foul was on Alyssa Groves, her first. She comes off the floor now, presumably, for the rest of the game. Second shot is no good. One out of two for Van Zee. Ball tipped out, last touched by Sunshine Bible. Nearing 5 minutes to go in the game. Up next is 4C James Valley Christian and number 5 Highmore Herald, with the winner of that game to play Wessington Springs in the semifinals on Tuesday. On the left wing, Messmer. Drive by Scheel. Now Messmer back up top. Heim. Heim shoulder fake, has a lane all the way in. Layup for two. Kirsten Heim with the bucket, and she has 9 points, 49-14. Wessington Springs. Hinman works the ball into the front court. Goes up top to Van Zee. Work it in the corner. Drive by Jeffrey back up top. Open three is no good, and battle for the rebound. We'll have a jump ball. Van Zee on the miss on the three. And now we come in with five new Spartans again. Avery Orth back into the game, along with Ashlyn Weber. Mason Mebius into the game. Bringing the ball up is Kendall Kolosik. And in the front court, Mebius has the ball on the right wing. Bounce pass left side. Couple of dribbles, just running some motion offense now. Caitlin Braun with the ball. Now right side, Weber. Weber down the lane, has a lane, misses the shot. Rebound Avery Orth under the basket, gets fouled. And two free throws coming up for Avery Orth. One of one from the line for this evening. The foul is going to be on Mickelson, her first. 3:22 to go in the game. Avery Orth to shoot two. Has 13 points. All in the first half. Misses on the first free throw. Konechny is back into the game for Sunshine Bible. Second shot for Avery Orth. And she'll knock that one down. 14 for Orth to lead all scorers. One of two in double figures for Wessington Springs. Hinman into the front court. Comes off left side, Jeffrey. Jeffrey lobs it to the high post. Konechny, nothing there. Back outside, Van Zee. Van Zee, a lane, now almost lost the ball. Traveled with it, but will play on. Hinman up top. Thiemann for three. Off glass, no good. Had a decent look at it, but did not go. Rebound for Wessington Springs in the corner. Open three. Weber got hit on the release, and she'll get, they're going to call it a two. They're going to say a two-shot foul. She had, was on the line, but two free throws on the way for Ashlyn Weber. Has one bucket in the game, 2 points. And the foul is on number 13, Annalise Van Zee, her third. A delay here as we have Konechny, I believe, tying her shoe. Down to 2:38 to go in the game, and Springs on their way to the win. First shot for Weber is no good. She'll get one more, and just like that, Orth comes out, is back in as Fagerhog for Wessington Springs. And we have a couple of new girls back in for Wessington Springs. Lydia Lowe back into the game along with Batra Amare. Second free throw is good. One out of two for Weber. She's got 3 points. 51-14 as we hit 2.5 minutes to go in the game. On the right side, low, here's the cut. Damon will shoot from 10 off glass, a little too strong. Mebius there with the rebound. Pushing the ball up the floor, Kolosic gets it off left side, stop, kick right back. Mebius launches a deep three, it's short, and Spring saves the ball in. Good hustle that time by Weber. They'll go inside, the ball comes off somebody's foot, but picked up by Weber. But Weber, the hustle to keep that going. And Springs, with 2 minutes to go, has 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's the cut. Braun, kick out. Open three. Kolosic, no good. Ball slapped out of bounds. That's going to be last touch by Wessington Springs. And will belong to Sunshine Bible. Getting some, rotating some more girls into the game. Now, timeout, Wessington, or Sunshine Bible. Timeout, Sunshine Bible, with a minute 32 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout here of 1 minute. We'll go 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that costs $1 billion, respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starter.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
And off the timeout, Lydia Lowe brings the ball up and then gets tied up by Ashlyn Weber on the jump ball. Possession stays with a Sunshine Bible. We're pulling out the final minute plus of this game. Springs on the way to the victory. Ball deflected from Amari on the floor. We're going to end up with another jump ball, and this time it'll be awarded to the Wessington Springs Spartans. We're inside a minute to go in the game. 51-14, Springs has been in control from the beginning. I think it was 11-0 right off the bat. Braun almost traveled with it, did travel with it. I think she traveled once and then moved the pivot foot, traveled again. Turnover back to Sunshine Bible. And Amari will bring the ball up, getting down to our final possession or two of the game. Shot clock is still on, but about a half-second difference. Amari, a long two, no good. Long rebound comes right back to her. High post, they'll feed it down low. Low with a scoop shot, no good. And the rebound for Wessington Springs. Spartans probably just going to hold it if they can and let the clock run out, as we're down to 10 seconds remaining in the game. Mebius holds the ball, now Weber. And we'll just run out the clock, and Wessington Springs will advance to the semifinals. Runner-up last year, they're back in the semifinals this year. The final score, Wessington Springs defeats Sunshine Bible, the final, 51-14. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is coming up next. We'll take a 2-minute timeout on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
And once again, it's the much uglier Jeff Duffy, as Matt Watson will be in next, and then things will get prettied up around here. Game one in the books, and Wessington Springs Cruise 51-14 over Sunshine Bible. Rundown of the scoring: Sunshine Bible 1-6 on the season. Abby Hinman had 6 points, 3 points Brielle Jeffrey, and Annalise Van Zee, 2 points for Brianna Thiemann. For the Wessington Springs Spartans, 2 in double figures. Avery Orth with 14 points, 10 for Carissa Scheel, 9 points for Kirsten Heim, 5 for Mariah Messmer, 4 points Addison Orth, 3 points Ashlyn Weber and Kendall Kolosik, 2 points Caitlin Braun, and a free throw for Alyssa Groves. Shooting in the game, Sunshine Bible, 5 of 24 for 21%. They hit 3 of 4 on their free throws. And Wessington Springs was 19 of 38 for 50%. They have shot 57% in the first half. And then slowed down. We just didn't get a lot. We had 23 shots total between the two teams in the second half. But again, 19 of 38 for Springs, 50%. Springs was 10 of 13 from the free throw line. And again, the final score in game one, Wessington Springs defeats Sunshine Bible by a score of 51 to 14. So the top seed moves on. They will play, I believe, the first game here in Woolsey at 3:30 on Tuesday. All four semifinals games are here in Woolsey on Tuesday. Girl boys, girls boys. So they will play the winner of the two teams that just got out on the court now. James Valley Christian and Highmore Herald will battle. James Valley Christian, the 4 seed, and Highmore Herald, the 5 seed. We'll talk about more of that more coming up here. But again, that wraps up our very quick Gary Zell Auto Glass post game here, with Wessington Springs winning 51-14. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, and we'll come back and get set for our second game of the day. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teach.